The opinions expressed in Asian Wave are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. That being said, thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show.
Have you ever heard of Asian Wave?
No. What is that?
What are the latest fashion trends in Japan?
You wouldn't believe what happened to
New Jeans. I
think we go for some pawpaw right now.
From the catchy tunes of K-pop to the captivating worlds of anime, video games, and delicious flavors of ramen and boba, East Asian culture has been making a huge impact on the world around us. But what's really behind these trends, and how are they shaping our daily lives? Hi, I'm Annika.
I'm Beth.
I'm Ohana.
And I'm Neo.
And welcome back to Asian Wave!
Yoo-hoo!
Where we explore the rise of Asian pop culture and its global influence. And for our season finale, we're getting a little romantic and we'll be diving into Asian dating culture.
Ooh. Toxic.
So dating is already confusing enough. Let's get that straight. But when you bring in culture and expectations and also just the influence of media, because you know how much the media can change your perspective, it becomes a whole different experience. But before we get into it, we have a returning guest today. So please introduce yourself.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jasper, and I'm back to their final episode of The Asian Wave.
Yes. Thank you so much, Jasper. Is there a reason why you wanted to come back? Did you just have so much fun the last time?
Yes, it was so much fun recording last time, so I had to come back.
Yeah, he wanted a round
two. We had to get him on one last time before the Korean military takes
over. Oh, my God, stop. This is our little send-off for Ohana, Beth, and Jasper, because they're all going to Korea. This is our send-off for them.
Yeah.
Okay, so before I get into it, I want to ask, well, I guess this is going really straight into it, I guess. I wanted to ask everyone kind of like their dating backgrounds, their relationship history, anything of the sort. I know it's very out there, but whatever you guys are like comfortable with sharing, who would like to start?
I can start.
Yeah, for sure.
I started dating around 15 years old in high school. I didn't have a real relationship, though, until I was 16 up until 18 years old. And now I am with my partner, Christian.
Shout out, Christian.
Shout out, Christian.
I know he's going to be listening to this, so hello, Christian.
He will. He is an avid Asian Wave listener.
Yes, we
number
love
one fan.
Oh, yeah,
that's
our
friend.
Fan.
That's our fan. For me, also very similar to Ohana, I started like, well, in high school, I had a lot of talking stages, but I didn't call them talking stages at the time. It was more of now looking back at it, I'm like, wow, I was such a flirt. And why did I talk to so many people in the beginning of high school? I'm not that way anymore. But yeah,
that's okay. That's okay.
You can do that.
Yeah,
it was just exploring, you know, getting to know people.
Yeah,
yeah, talking to people.
Definitely.
So I started like I guess my first serious relationship also at age of 15. So I started dating pretty early, and then throughout I've gone through three long relationships, and I'm on my third currently with my partner Rick. I love Rick.
Shout out Rick.
Shout out Rick. And yeah, that's basically it. That's my dating history. Who else wants to trauma dump? Does anyone want to trauma dump?
I didn't really start like dating to like my first year of university, I think, when I actually like started trying. But I've been in two serious relationships. First one was not like serious, but yeah. And then I'm currently in my second relationship with my partner Andres.
Shout out Andres.
I think for me, it's like similar to Neo. Like I don't want to say it's like a really serious, because it was only been like a few months, you know, like 5 months and 3 months.
Oh my God!
Months.
Wait, what? I don't know about this. Oh. Wait, what?
We're learning music.
Lord drop.
So one of them were Korean and one of them were Chinese, and I had like a few of the talking stage with white people as well, and like, okay, and it wasn't that good, and. I've been single for like 2 years, I think, and I really like it.
Hmm.
Yeah,
she's waiting for
shout out
whenever.
Single life.
Shout out single life. Thanks.
Yes. Shout out to the singles. We love the singles.
Thanks.
What about you, Jasper? If you care to share.
I actually started my very first relationship in elementary school.
Okay.
Well, but that
Okay.
Holding hands like that.
I'm serious, guys.
It doesn't count because like a little kid, you know.
Yeah, I was engaged in the first grade.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
Exactly.
No.
And then I've been through like multiple relationships throughout like middle schools and high schools. And then I've been single from last year, June, I think. Yeah. Single is actually pretty not too bad, being single.
Shout out single.
So good.
Single
it's
life.
So fun being single when you are single. How about dating styles? How would you guys describe your own dating styles?
I'm a pretty fast mover, I think, when it comes to romantic relationships.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In terms of my dating style in love languages, I'm big on, like, acts of service. I think they speak the loudest for me in terms of building trust. And I think different things make different people feel seen, and for me, it's, like, curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, scratch my brain, and I'll scratch yours.
Yeah, oh my god, I love that. Yeah, I think I'm pretty much the same way. I think, oh my god, I wrote on the script that I'm a hopeless romantic. But in a way, I think it's true. I think, like, my entire life, I've been so, like, love-driven, especially, like, throughout high school. Like, I didn't have a lot of time, like, being single. But yeah, even, and I think a lot of that had to deal with me consuming a lot of romantic content growing mm-hmm. up. So yeah, that's pretty much me. I think the most important thing is to love other people in the way they want to be loved, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Because it's like a language. Mm. Like, you're learning the other person's language and learning how to speak it and how to translate it.
That's so poetic.
I love that. I'm going to use that for another day. Thanks.
She's going to use that as a one-liner. But
yes,
yeah.
Beth.
What about you guys? What do you think your love language is? It doesn't have to be in, like, a partnership relationship, because, you know, love exists in everything. You can love your friends, your family.
I feel like, for me, definitely acts of service, just like spending time together. Like, we could literally be doing anything, and like I like just want to be like in your presence,
that quality time.
I feel like for me too, spending quality time together matters the most. But I'm also the type of person to take things really slow, and I feel like that's one thing that should be discussed with your partner in the beginning of the relationship, so you guys know that you're on the same page. And if there's things to, like, sort it out, then you can, you know, talk about it in the beginning of the relationship, so that you guys don't get confused throughout the relationship.
Yeah,
I feel like that's the problem I had with my latest relationship. And
communication is
that's so important.
Yeah, like for me, it's if I have to, like, choose one person to, like, live forever, I would say people who I can, like, have a really serious, like, conversation about, like, having the same thoughts or same like, sympathy to something else, like, same levels of sympathy. Because I want to talk about, like, a lot of, like, philosophical, like, questions. So if they are not really, like, really into those kind of type of conversation or, like, that kind of, like, issues, I'll not, like, that's no interest in, like, having a conversation with that.
Being intellectual and
having
that.
And that's so important.
It is. Emotional intimacy and emotional understanding to connect with each other on, like, a very emotional level. That's also something I value as well. That being said, do you guys think your dating styles come from your personalities or kind of how you were raised and your upbringing?
I think I was kind of like what I was raised.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm the youngest and I'm a girl. And we're like, a lot of, like, expectation is towards my brother, who's like 3 years older than me. And he has been quite successful so far. So, like, my parents are not really, like, looking for something else for me, which is good, I think. So when I'm, like, in a relationship as well, I would just, like, waiting, like expecting someone to, like, do something for me, you know?
Yeah.
Or like that, yeah.
I think in the way, like, kind of like that dependency as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm the same way, because I'm also, like, the youngest in my family.
Mm-hmm.
So I tend to be very reliant on, like, not
same,
even just my
same.
Romantic partner, but also just the people around
me in general.
Same. So, I think a part of that comes from my upbringing as well. Ohana, what about you?
Well, I'm the oldest of two sisters, so I think in a way it's both personality and upbringing. Like, I wasn't raised on traditional dating values. Like, I've never believed in the idea of, you know, the provider man who pays for everything, because that's not the kind of household that I grew up in. And then they say also that your parents' love language affects yours. Like, I didn't really receive physical affection, so I feel like that's one of my stronger languages because of that.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm also the oldest sibling, especially like acts of service, because like I'm usually like the one who always does some stuff for my family because I'm the oldest. So like it's nice like having someone do stuff for me.
Like the opposite.
Yeah.
In a way, your upbringing can affect like what you want, but also like what you don't want. Like you can be the opposite of how you were raised, you know. But yeah. Do you guys ever find that struggle of that in between like what your parents want versus what you want? What about you guys? Do you ever feel the tension when it comes to parents and your dating lives?
I feel like my mom's pretty like open with my dating life. Like she just always like doesn't want me to get hurt. She's just always like make sure that like I'm okay and like nothing bad is ever happening. So yeah, she's pretty like supportive of anything I do, really.
That's good. What about you, Jasper?
Well, my parents definitely do have a type in girls that they want me to go for.
Mm-hmm.
Or like they want them as their, you know, daughter-in-law in the future. But I usually, like, my exes are usually, like, opposite type of what they wanted.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny. So your parents disapprove.
They didn't really disapprove. They didn't really say anything. But then they kept, like, saying some small stuff, saying, like...
Can I ask, like, what's the type? Is it, oh, they should be a doctor, or...
It's not about, like, job title or anything. It's just, like, appearance-wise.
Okay.
And since they're Korean, they have, like, I don't know. I feel like it's a Korean thing, but... They do care about, like, looks when it comes to, like, dating girls. Because, you know, some people do look like they're kind. Or, like, some people do look like they're, like a mean person, you know? Mm-hmm. But, yeah, my parents really wanted me to, like, date, like those soft girls.
Oh, like a girl really, next door.
Yeah, and Jasper just wants the ABGs.
And then my ex was, like, the opposite of that. And then they saw her in person, and then they were like, they didn't really say anything bad. Right. They just like, but then I could feel that, like they don't want me to date her.
Yeah. I think my parents were also the same way, that my parents absolutely hated my first ex. And it was mostly because when they tell me when I'm searching for a partner, they always have these specific values, and it's just like being respectful and also just putting in the effort to actually like get to know my parents and spend the time with them. And my ex was just like complete silent.
No, I get that. Yeah, I get that.
I actually get that. Cause like, I feel like for me, like if I'm dating, like you need to be comfortable around my family. Like I'm very family oriented, and like my family, we do everything together. And like we go on trips all the time. And like my ex, he did not want to meet my family. Like he would make excuses all the time whenever I would like invite him. And my mom would like be like, oh, I want like he can come do this, he can do this, and he would like never want to spend time with
that's crazy. I would love it if like, you know, my partner's
but like Andres, he lives with us,
so I bet he's very with your family. And I think that's like a very Filipino thing, having, I think when it comes to dating, like family is such a big part of Filipino culture. Like when you're dating someone, you're not just dating them, you're dating their entire family. It's so crucial. Like you have to come to my family events, you have to be like, my boyfriend's like friends with my brother, my cousins, really. He has to meet all my titos and titas, he's always at the family
like
functions.
Especially because like half my, like majority of my family lives in Winnipeg, so like Andres comes to Winnipeg with us. He met my entire family. It was very overwhelming for him actually, because my family's huge, but like he met everyone like on the same day basically. He's been to Winnipeg like two times now, I think.
That's great. I think it's like opposite in Korea.
Really?
Usually like if they date someone, like you don't see their parents until they're actually like serious of like getting engaged. You know, there's like the term called 상견례, which is like both parents meeting each other and have a dinner together because they're getting married. Otherwise before that, unless it's like a specific special like relationship within the family, it's like you don't meet the parents before.
I think my family's that way, actually.
Yeah.
Like, it's very involved with the family, but not necessarily the families with each other until that.
But yeah, on the topic of that, what are your guys' thoughts on the whole idea of, you know, guys having to pay on the date?
Oh, well, I think I already expressed my...
I mean yeah. Express it here.
Well, I just, like, I think that expecting a man to pay, like, of course, to each their own, you can have your own preferences, your own dating styles. I'm not knocking on anybody who does that, like, in their own relationships, as long as everyone agrees and consents. But I think that expecting the man to be the provider, the one that pays all the time, I think it just, like, enforces patriarchal standards mm-hmm. and dependency that can actually be dangerous for any gender.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, patriarchy works both genders. Yeah. Like, you gotta, like, think about that. Like, for me, it's like, for me, when a person, it's different, like, don't think about the gender. It's the person ask who for initiated. A date.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
If I ask a guy or girl for, like, ask for the date, like, do you want to go out with me? Then I'll pay.
You'll
all
be,
these
you should be the
I
one
have,
to pay for
I,
it.
Because I ask for it.
I feel like if one of you, like, if you know one of you is, like, more financially stable than the other, but you're still, like, making the, like, if, like, if it's a guy and girl, right, and the girl, mm-hmm. like, the guy, the girl is more financially stable than the guy is, and the guy's, like, working, like, multiple jobs or something, mm-hmm. but she still expects the guy to pay for everything, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, just yeah. because he's the guy doesn't mean, like, you have more money than him.
Like, baby girl, you can yeah. do that yourself.
And it makes no sense to me. Like, yeah. why just because someone's a guy, yeah. he should be the one?
Like, there's no answers. You yeah. gotta, like, have a conversation about yeah. it separately.
Like, do whatever you want with your partner. Just talk about it.
Yeah, yeah. just talk about it.
Jasper, what do you think?
Do
you always pay?
Well,
okay, but also, like, for guys, it's also, like, built into you. Like,
yeah.
like everyone
They're
tells
socialized.
You that you're supposed to, like, you're supposed to pay. Like, you're the
yeah.
guy. You're supposed
if
to pay.
If you do, we're not
pay.
Shaming you.
Well,
that's what I'm asking.
Well, my last relationship. Okay, this is my last relationship was like, I wouldn't say first. Like, the second relationship after I became an adult. The second one was getting serious. So, and I think I'm surrounded by the people who have, like, mindset of a man should pay all the time. Like, I work at some place, and all of my coworker, they're always saying, oh, like, a man should pay. And they're always, like, complaining about how their man didn't pay for her. Like, all, every shift. And I'm hearing all that. And I'm like, but then I also do have a idea of, like, men should pay, like, most of the time at least. So I, like, my past relationship, the latest relationship, I've been paying most of the time. But then she was also, like, she was offering to pay, of course, but I ended up paying for most of the dinner, because we would go out to dinner almost, like, 3-4 times a week. And then
4 times a week?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Damn, you're balling, Jasper.
I was joking a lot. But I hate the idea of splitting, like, 50-50.
Yeah, I don't like splitting.
Like, that's not a relationship. That's
like, are we friends?
Thing.
Like, no. Are we splitting?
Yeah, that's a friend thing. Like, when you're dating someone, it's like either you pay or me pay. There's no splitting. I feel like if someone ever asks me when they're dating and there's 3-50-50, I'll get, like, upset.
Or at least, like, would you say, if you were to get, like, 2 separate dishes, would you be like, oh, you pay for your dish and then I'll pay for my dish?
That's 50-50.
No, that is 50-50.
Or is that 50-50? Okay.
I'm paying, like, I'll pay. But then she did, like, offer, my ex, she did offer to pay, like, dessert. So we would go to dessert place and then she would pay for the dessert.
Yeah, okay. So it's like what we were talking about before.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you get this and I'll get this.
Yeah.
It's like takes turns.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think I do the same thing with my boyfriend, at least. But he also has... I mean, I think men are just socialized into thinking, like, they should be the ones to pay.
Mm, interesting.
It's also, like, putting an effort to basically, like, secure this person.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
you don't want to leave, like, a bad impression.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's why most of the guys usually offer to pay.
Makes sense.
So, yeah.
I mean, personally, it's different for me because we're both guys.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We don't really have.
Wait, how it
so
works then?
We usually just alternate. Like, if we're doing something, we'll be like, okay, I'll pay for this, and you can pay for whatever we do next.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's the way I like that.
We just alternate. It's just like we have, like, no plan. Like, if we just, whoever feel like paying will pay.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, I like that. Yeah.
I think that's the way it should be for everyone, to be honest. Yeah. Moving on, I want to talk about kind of like interracial and cross-racial dating and kind of like the dynamics of that. So I know a lot of people kind of like have internalized preferences. Like for me personally, I've always preferred like interracial relationships just because it's a lot easier for my family because of how integrated my family can be when it comes to my relationships. And I feel like dating Filipinos has been a lot easier because I don't have to understand a lot of who I am, you know, like I don't have to like explain like my food and stuff.
Wait, I thought interracial meant like two different races.
I thought interracial was like in between, no, like the same.
Interracial is two different.
Oh, is it two? Yeah. Oh, wait,
like,
my bad.
Like I'm interracial.
Oh, wait, my bad, guys. Okay, sorry, guys.
Wait, maybe there's a term that's like intra-racial.
Maybe there is. Okay. Maybe. Well, you know what I mean. Like dating within my own culture.
Yeah, yeah, within the same culture, yeah.
Outside of your culture.
So for me, it is, I guess, interracial.
Interracial, yeah.
All
yeah.
Lines relationship.
My bad, guys.
Yeah. I think I've actually, when I wrote it down on the script, it only came to mind then that I actually do have a tendency, I think, to date people that are like different race from me, but specifically like mixed.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And I think that might be because, like, that's something in common that we share, like, being multicultural and not really fitting into one single box.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess that shaped my preference.
I feel like for me, it's just, like, a comfortability thing. Like, not, like being the same race as my partner, like, we understand, like, the same things. We have, like, can, like, understand, like, our food and, like, our culture. So, like, I'm not, like, I wasn't opposed to dating outside of my culture, but like I feel like it's just more of a comfortability thing.
Yeah, it's
for
like
me.
A preference for me as well. Yeah. Tell us about it, guys. What are some things that come up at the top of your head when it comes to Korean dating culture?
I mean, like in my opinion, I feel like there's like a stereotype about Korean dating style, but I mean, I never really had Korean dating style, but I feel like there's not much of a difference than like any relationship in like any country. I don't think just because it's as Koreans, I don't think it's like difference.
Mm-hmm.
It's like because like different people, different relationship styles. And I feel like these days, like they're generalizing that Korean men or women are toxic.
Mm.
Just like how they're saying like, you know, like Vietnamese,
like, Filipinos, right. Red flags.
They're red flags.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you should be generalizing like country itself as a red flag. Because again, like it's a different people, a different relationship style, so like anyone can be a red flag. Like this, it's not like a specific gender, a specific country.
All right, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Asian Wave. Today we talked all about Asian dating culture, from navigating the tension between traditional and modern dating to family expectations and even how media shapes the way we view love.
I think one of the I think one of the biggest takeaways is that a lot of us kind of are caught in between two worlds, balancing what we were raised to believe about relationships with the reality of how dating works today.
And honestly, that's what this whole season has been about, exploring those in-between spaces and trying to make sense of culture, identity, and the things that shape our daily lives. Thank you so much for joining us throughout this season of Asian Wave. We hope you guys enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed having these conversations. And a huge thank you to Jasper for being here with us yet again.
Thank you, Jasper.
Thank you, Jasper. Thank you. We always love having you on. Should we?
Yes.
Therefore, should I announce? Should I announce or no?
Who knows?
I think you should announce
it. Should I announce it? Okay.
You should announce it.
We always love having you on, and therefore, we want you to join us as a permanent member.
Woo!
Jasper
definitely will
be.
I'm super down.
Yes.
Wait, I didn't know about this. This is a surprise for me.
Wait, we talked
really?
About this.
Wait, actually?
Yes, we did.
Yes, Jasper.
What if Ohana's like, guys, I didn't agree to this.
Wait, guys, I actually don't want Jasper on this podcast.
Whoa.
Do you have any last thoughts, Jasper?
Well, again, thank you for having me today. Really appreciate it. Felt comfortable talking about really how we think about relationship and stuff. And yeah, so much fun today. Had a great time with you guys.
Thank you so much for being here.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram, Asian Wave Pod. Thank you for tuning in to another season. And till next time, stay curious, stay connected, and keep riding the wave of Asian culture. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you next season.
See you next season.
We'll be back.
We will be back.